JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Oh, let's talk houses. I love houses.
I was going to say, you're almost permanently positive on residential property, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
And I've been talking about the headwinds for residential property for a little while. Now, of course, there's absolutely no evidence of those headwinds in the price action. So the Real Estate Institute New Zealand released data for residential property for September yesterday.
Don't feel bad about that, though. You're good at other stuff.
You just keep patting yourself on the back. Okay. Mike. Now, not unexpected to see some moderation in prices given the movement restrictions and the varying levels of lockdown around the country. But the REINZ report two prices. They report median prices and they have a house price index. Now, both are significantly higher than at this time last year. And the median price for residential property, $705,000, that's 15.4% higher than last year. The house price index is up 30.4% nationally. Now, if you take Auckland out of the mix and you look at New Zealand ex-Auckland, it's up 34.4%. That's an extremely strong 12-month move. But we have seen a slowdown in September, and median prices, now you will be sitting down, Mike, Auckland median prices are down 4.2% in September. They do go down, but sales volumes have significantly fallen in September in
Why
Auckland.
Why would that
now,
be?
Yeah, there you go. So the number of properties sold across New Zealand decreased by 38%. It's the fewest number of properties sold in a September month in 10 years. And given the lockdown 11 in Auckland, volumes far more significantly affected, down 55% in Auckland. But I would say, what I want to note, Mike, is I think it's quite remarkable that there were still 1,338 sales. That people were still buying properties in level four and level three. It's down 44% compared to August. It's no real surprise the number of days to sell has widened. Now, interesting thing, Mike, anecdotally, I've heard some agents saying that at the upper end of the market, actually not having open homes, but having buyers viewing property sort of by themselves one-on-one with the agents has actually worked better. Mm-hmm. It's actually been a better experience for people. But look, what are these headwinds that I keep talking about? Rising interest rates, supply coming on the market next 12 months, low levels of migration, so your population's not going up anymore, the affordability, regulatory changes, but Mike, none of us know what the future is going to happen, but I'm acknowledging that those headwinds that are there, I think that's more of a 12-month issue. I wouldn't be surprised to see the housing market go a little bit nuts between now and Christmas if these restrictions are eased, because it just feels like there's a bucket load of pent-up demand and there's no stock.
You read Tony Alexander's latest piece on FOMO. 80% of Auckland's got FOMO. Avocados, which I think you know a little bit about, don't you, the avocado? I've planted three recently and I'm entering the market, but clearly I've done the wrong thing.
Yeah, we have. I've got two in the garden looking very healthy. But yes, the avocado, ode to the avocado. This is all tied up with the plight of the millennial, Mike. So those young lovelies trying to get on the housing ladder, but cruelly undone by smashed avocado on toast and $5 coffees, dressed to kill there in their Ponsonby cafes, or in this case, it's in their Fitzroy cafes or Double Bay or Paddington. Over the last few years, we've seen a prodigious volumes of avocados eaten in Australia, hundreds of millions of dollars spent on Haas and Reed avos in Australia, maybe sometimes with some sneaky Vegemite underneath, who would know. But coronavirus has dealt that beautiful relationship a cruel blow, and the Aussies are now swimming in the glorious green staple. You see, the young lovelies haven't been able to go out for brunch, and exacerbating the situation, there's been a big surge in production, record harvest in Western Australia. They all went and planted them a few years ago because there were so many people eating. So there's a glut. 20% of avocados in Australia apparently are eaten in restaurants and cafes. So the price is falling significantly. So look, if there is a silver lining to this whole pandemic, Mike, it's that these millennials can now afford to have both the Haas and the house.
What are the numbers?
The numbers. Well, it's another yellow submarine morning day. We're going to have a sky blue in Auckland today, and it's a sea of green numbers in front of me. Very strong markets overnight. Dow Jones, 34,851. It's up almost 500 points, 1.4%. One of the best days this year. The S&P 500, 4429, up 66 points, 1.5%. And the NASDAQ, 14,807, up 236 points, 1.6%. The FTSE 100, 7207, up 66, almost 1%. The Nikkei up 410 points, 1.5%, 28550. Shanghai Composite 3558. The ASX 200 gained 39 yesterday, 7311. And the NZX 50 gained 23 points, 13,048. They'll both be higher today. But the risk on has pulled the currency up 0.7025 against the US for the Kiwi. 0.9478 Aussie, 0.6062 Euro, 0.5134 pounds, 79.83 yen. Gold, $1,796. And Brent crude still hanging in there, $83.73.
Yeah, great weekend, mate. Catch you next week. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz. You know, geez, he's been on so long, you know what the address is.